of Eldora. Man is set to appear in court via video link from his hospital bed tomorrow, accused of deliberately driving his car into a tree. The crash happened on Merry Valley Road at Brulu on Monday afternoon, killing the two passengers on board, an 83-year-old man and his 85-year-old sister. It's understood the 61-year-old male driver was employed as their carer. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries and remains under police guard at Sunshine Coast University Hospital, charged with two counts of manslaughter.
So again, police are asking for assistance from the community. Anyone who may have seen that vehicle, which is a red Suzuki sedan, that may have been driving around that Brulu or Kadanga area. And again, if anyone witnessed the crash or has dash cam footage, please come forward through police link.
Acting Inspector Brad Inskip there. After 2 years in the top spot, the Sunshine Coast has been dethroned as regional Australia's top migration destination. Greater Geelong's taken the lead, accounting for 9.3% of total net migration over the past year. Nationally, relocations from the capitals to the regions were up 40% compared to the pre-pandemic average. Regional Australia Institute CEO Liz Ritchie says it highlights the need for stronger regional migration planning.
Everybody thought that the supercharge to regional Australia would have and it simply hasn't. And so we have to start planning for this. Otherwise, we're sort of sleepwalking blindly into the future.
Another reminder about getting your free flu shot. More than 1 million Queenslanders have already got the jab, including more than 20,000 children aged under five. However, despite the strong start, the uptake has slowed in recent weeks and are approximately 8% lower than this time last year. Sunshine Coast health data shows so far this year, 1,595 locals have been diagnosed with influenza, 192 of those so far this month. And Deputy Premier Jarrod Bleijie is hosting Premier David Crisafulli on the Sunshine Coast later this morning.